Уважаемые...
Esteemed guests, participants of the EAPC Security Forum. From the very outset, I'd like to, at the bequest of our head of state, read the address of our president at this forum. I am exceedingly happy to welcome all of the forum participants here at the forum in Astana. It is quite symbolic that this meeting in Astana is held during a year when we are celebrating the 60th anniversary of NATO. In the past 60 years, the alliance has gone a long way from a closed-knit military alliance to an open-ended cooperation between more than 50 partner countries. For the very first time in the alliance's history, this EAPC forum is taking place in Central Asia. The global nature of risks and security challenges in the 21st century dictates that the world community unite their efforts in finding answers to a wide spectrum of threats, both to regional and global security. Kazakhstan lies in the very heart of Eurasia, and it feels that this particular dialogue is specifically needed. We are confident that true security can be ensured through broader cooperation, through creating regional security architectures, constructive cooperation based on international legal norms. From the very first days of its independence, Kazakhstan has gradually increased its efforts to improve regional stability and security. Our country voluntarily gave up its nuclear weapons, in so doing, citing an example for a possible way of building a more secure future. We built a nuclear-free zone in the Central Asia. Kazakhstan's example is particularly topical and needed today when the world is confronted with the problem of further proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and the threat of its use by international terrorist organizations. Kazakhstan is striving for building a global movement in favor of a non-nuclear world. Several days ago, a new initiative has been launched in Semipalatinsk, whereby the 7th of August will be declared the anniversary of the closure of our nuclear testing site, which happened 18 years ago, thereby heralding the new era when we denounced the nuclear weapons. Kazakhstan positively assessed the NATO Central Asia Afghanistan dialogue. Our country is in favor of supporting the ISAF activities in Afghanistan. As a representative of the OSCE organization in 2010, Kazakhstan intends to contribute to improving peace and stability throughout this entire region and improving the dialogue between the East and the West. The phenomenon of our region is that states of Central Asia are simultaneously members of European and Asian organizations, which creates an enabling environment to expand the area of stability and security throughout the entire European and Asian region. I hope that this forum here in Astana will help find new approaches to solving topical problems of regional and global security. It is only by uniting our efforts that we can build a more secure world. I hope that your conference will be fruitful. President of Kazakhstan, Nursultan Nazarbayev.